fun. All right, so let's go ahead and dive in this morning on kind of some topics. So spoke with a few folks this week. One of the recent conversations, I'm actually at my calendar in front of me just to make sure I can trigger my brain. But the first conversation I had this week that I want to talk to y'all about is a conversation with a senior engineer, a senior engineering manager, right? So this senior engineering manager said basically that he was freaking out because the first 3 weeks there was nothing happening, And he was really freaking out. And so I said, well, what changed? Like, what changed? And so he said activity. He said the first thing is activity. And I agreed with him on that. The job search right now is all about activity based. Are you reaching out to people? Are you submitting your resume? Are you going to meetups? Are you on Discord and Slack channels, right? How active are you always, right? Every single day. But the one thing he said is that he was mass applying to jobs. And he says, I was literally like, he literally was like, I've stopped applying to jobs. And he goes, and I've started to DM hiring managers of the companies that the jobs were open with. And he says my response rate went from basically 0% to, he said, I would say I'm batting 50% right now. Now, there is one thing that he said, like, because you're probably like watching this now in the future, like, well, Taylor, I can message people too. It doesn't mean I'm going to get responses. You're right. However, what he did is incredibly important. He basically came, he figured out his like mission statement, right? Or his about me statement. And I talked about this and I posted this with some of my content earlier this week, but he dug into like who he is, what he provides. And what he would do is he would message the hiring manager on LinkedIn and he would say, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Manager, I saw a job posting. Here's why I'm a good fit. Bang, 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 bang. And he said with implementing that tactic, his response rate went from about 0% to about 50% just in regards to getting people to respond to him. Right now, I'm not talking about interviews. I'm not talking about anything like that. I'm just talking about people responding to him in the DM. So again, like I said, I've talked about this a ton of times. Like, hiring managers and recruiters are super busy right now. In my opinion, the more information and the more direct you can get in the DMs and either give up information about you and or collect information about things in the DMs, the better. I get so many DMs on a daily basis and they're vague. They don't ask for anything and they just are not productive DMs. I will tell you, folks, if you want to really get a response out of people, keep it short, keep it direct, and actually ask this freaking question. So many folks just don't ask questions. And I don't know why. And so again, my goal for you and my hope for you is that this, you really drill this into your skull this morning, is if you need to be active in the DMs and DMing people, but then you also need to provide value, give specific information, and ask a specific question, right? That's incredibly important. Sophia, it's great to see you this morning. Again, y'all comment. We'd love to hear from you. Another thing, and I was talking, I continue to talk with this engineering manager and the one thing he talked about is the emotional swings that can occur on the job search, right? The emotional swings are crazy and is very, very hard to control, right? He was like, 1 week, he goes, my wife was crying. Like, I was freaking out. I wasn't getting any responses. I was like, I'm not going to ever find a job again. And then 3 weeks later, he's like, hey, man, I'm pretty good now. When I originally scheduled a call, like, I don't really need your help as much anymore. Let's just stay in touch. That is a major pendulum swing when it comes to the job search, right? And so, like, again, I'm telling you, try to breathe through this. Try to relax as much as you feasibly can. Now, moving on to another conversation I had yesterday with the senior engineer. This lady was on the job search. We had a great conversation. A few things we talked about. First off, like, breathe, right? When you get into the job search, so many folks just, and we're taught this, right? We're taught activity. I mean, I'm out here talking activity, but you got to give yourself time to breathe, right? Like, being laid off is a traumatic event, right? Like I think a lot of people are like, oh, I just got laid off. You know, it's time to go find another job. Like, no. Like, that's a traumatic event. I was laid off in July of last year. I was shaken to my core. You question yourself. There's a ton of emotions, fear, sadness, excitement, anxiousness, right? All of that is like flooding into your system. That is not a good place to be when interviewing and looking for a job, right? And this applies to anything in life that I've realized. If I make any decisions, like based off of pure emotion, it never goes well, right? It never goes well. I don't know if y'all get hangry at all. Anyone get hangry, right? Same thing, right? Last thing you want to do is like make a decision when you're hangry, right? I mean, my wife and I, a lot of our arguments come when one of us is hungry, right? Same thing with the job search. Take time, breathe, like give yourself a day or two or three, or depending on how long of a severance you have, give yourself a week, like relax a little bit. You just have worked. You know, this one individual I talked to yesterday, the senior engineer, she had spent 8 years at this one company, right? I spent 12 years at one company, right? Like that, you put your heart and soul and that long of something into an organization, you got to give yourself time to breathe. Yeah, Janet comes in here and goes, go to therapy if you've been laid off, if you can swing it. Yeah, absolutely. I think this is incredibly important. Again, it is a traumatic event, get laid off. Breathe, go seek help, go talk to somebody. You got to get your mind right before you start the job search again, because I can't tell you the amount of people I've talked to that are just angry and bitter at their last company, and it really comes through in the interview process, and it is a major, major turnoff. Alex, it's good to see you this morning. Robert, it's good to see you as well. Anthony, it's great to see you as well. So let me continue this. Excuse me. Let me continue this conversation. Senior engineer yesterday who I talked to spent 8 years at one company. The conversation we were having, she was like, I don't quite understand. Like how can I provide value to a company? Right. And this is what I told her. I said, listen, first off, you need to figure out on what you can bring to the table for another company and work that into your mission statement. Right. Same thing with the senior engineering manager. But I also told her, I said, you also need to look at job descriptions. You need to look at job descriptions of roles, because this individual is kind of in a weird spot, like a kind of a weird role. I said, you need to look at job descriptions of companies, of positions that you really like, figure out what you like about those positions, and then work that into your mission statement, right? Like you really, really need, when you talk to a company, you got to figure out in your mission statement how to answer the mission statement to where you solve, you can showcase your talents and show them how you can be a value add within the organization in the initial mission statement, right? That could be the tell me about yourself question, right? But like one of the things I got lost, like, hey, Taylor, what do you do? Right. When I was laid off last year in July, so many people are like, well, Taylor, what do you do? Cause I was in a weird role, right? I do content, I drive sales, I do community, I do social media, right? So everyone's like, what do you do? And so I had to have a lot of conversations and figure out what people's pain points are. So what my mission statement was, and again, I think this is a little bit different than the tell me about yourself question, is for me, I was like, hey, I am the intersection between content, community, and sales. So if you need a salesperson, if you need a content creator, and or you need somebody who helps run community within your organization, that is where I can come into play. And so because I kind of formed that mission statement early on, I was able to get a lot of conversations and a lot of interviews because I was very to the point, right? So when somebody just said, hey, what do you do? I could tell them immediately. Then it was then led to a conversation. So who else? Let's see here. Becky, it's good to see you this morning. Janet says, we transform our anger into enthusiasm to kick ass now. Yeah, 100%. Again, don't go in the job search angry, turn it into enthusiasm, and then go crush it. What else have I had a conversation with? Another thing too, listen, resume and LinkedIn, you have to have, like resume and your LinkedIn, I talk about this all the time. If there is a cornerstone of your job search, it is your resume's got to look good and your LinkedIn's got to look good. Be careful of resume writers, because like a lot of resume writers, actually, in my opinion, hot take here, most resume writers that only do resume writing are so disconnected from the hiring process and what hiring managers actually want to see. Their resumes are shit, right? So like, in my opinion, I would go to an agency recruiter and be like, hey, I'll pay you to help me write my resume, right? I do that. I help people write their resumes. But like, I know what hiring managers look for because I'm in it, right? A lot of career coaches and resume writers aren't really in it anymore. They just sit in their office and help people write resumes, and they're not dealing with hiring managers every day like I am, right? So again, be careful. If you're going to pay for a resume writer, do the research. See about their experiences with resume writing. Be like, hey, listen, have you been a recruiter? Have you been a hiring manager? What are your qualifications? Right. Again, in my opinion, the best resume writers are going to be agency recruiters. Another thing as well, like I was talking to the senior engineering manager this week, going back to that conversation. He was like, you know, I have all this data written down. He goes, I created this Excel sheet, you know, because this is a data problem. And it really is. Like a lot of the job search is data. Are you keeping up with people? I mean, I can tell you this. I didn't do a good of a job keeping up with the data side of things in my job search when I was laid off in July of last year. And I'm pretty sure I probably missed out on some conversations I would have probably enjoyed because I wasn't keeping track of anything. Another tip that I would say for folks, and I haven't talked about this in a second, like the job search is all about follow-up. And one of my tricks is I call it the BCC trick, which by the way, I just learned the other day, it's called blind carbon copy. Like didn't even realize what the B stood for. So there we go. If anybody was interested about that. But what I would do is every recruiter you talk to that you like, right, that you like, put them in like an email list, right? And then what I would do every month, send an email out to all the recruiters that you like on one email, put them all in a BCC and just say, hey, checking in, you know, again, a little bit about me. I'm a 5-year developer specializing in React and Ruby. I'm open to contract to hire, direct hire, and I want a minimum of 150K plus, right? And do that every single month. I will tell you, you're going to have a ton of success. Listen, recruiters are overwhelmed. Hiring managers are overwhelmed. Checking in and constantly reminding people who you are and what your skill sets are is going to be the best thing for you in your job search. So use the BCC trick. Highly recommend it. Another interesting tidbit that I found out about. So the senior engineering manager, he was saying that the salaries that he's seeing the difference right now is about $30,000 difference. So he was basically like originally like at the 230 mark, and now he's like at the 200K mark, or he was getting interviews at 200K. Now, a few thoughts on this. One, I hate to say it, it is an employer's market. I've talked with a lot of senior engineers who I think would have probably demanded 175 recently. They're now like, I'm at 150K plus. Right now, here's the deal. It just sucks. It is what it is. But I will tell you this, like you need to be open to a salary range right now. I know a lot of people who are still just so damn dead set on it's like, I'm only taking this much. And it's like, yeah, how long have you been without a job, bro? 6 months? Like, well, I wonder why you've been without a job so long. So be flexible right now. Talk to recruiters, right? And I talk about this. Agency recruiters, the Tech Systems, Gun.io's, the Vacos, the Robert Half's, like, a lot of recruiters suck. Like, I get that. I understand that. But we have so much market intel. Like, we can tell you, like, how your salary stacks up. Like, what skill sets do you need to learn to make yourself more attractive right now? Hint, back in engineering, right? Like, so really lean on recruiters and ask them your salary. Like, hey, based off my qualifications and my resume, like how much should I charge? Or how much should I like submit my resume for? And they'll tell you. I do want to tell you all this real quick. This just popped in my brain. So my biggest tip for you all when talking with agency recruiters, Chris, what's up, buddy? It's good to see you, man. I appreciate it, buddy. You're the best too. So when talking to agency recruiters, here are about 4 or 5 things. Cause like the complaint right now I'm hearing a lot of is, I talked to the agency recruiter, they can't help me. Yes, most people can't help you right now. Most agency recruiters, even myself, we can only help 10% of the people we talk to. 10%. That's it. So here are some questions to ask recruiters when you talk to them, even if they can't help you find a job, one, what is one tip that you have on my resume to improve my resume or improve my LinkedIn, right? Ask the recruiter, give me one tip. If you talk to 12 recruiters, you should be able to crowdsource your resume and write your own resume based off the suggestions from recruiters, right? So ask a recruiter, resume, LinkedIn tip. Just give me one tip. The second thing to ask recruiters is, how do I stack up compared to everybody who you talk to? Am I above average? Am I in line? Am I underutilized? Where can I improve, right? That's the second thing I'd ask recruiters. Third thing I would ask recruiters, kind of the same thing, but around salary, right? So you can ask a recruiter, where do I stack up with skills? And then where do I stack up with salary, right? So those are three questions right off the bat that you can ask recruiters that you will gain value for, even if they can't help you find a job, right? Another question I'd ask recruiters too is, do you have any other recruiter friends who I should talk to, right? Now, a lot of recruiters do have friends in other organizations. I always sent my friends to other people. So ask a recruiter, like, hey, I know you can't help me. Do you have another recruiter friend who you really like who I should talk to? So through four things that you can ask a recruiter, and really it's six. Give me one tip on my LinkedIn. Give me one tip on my resume. Give me advice on where I am salary-wise. What is one skill set I need to improve on to be more marketable? And do you have any recruiter friends that I could? So five questions to ask recruiters right there. There you go. Let's see here. Marie, what's going on? Good morning. Happy Friday. I love it. And Shul comes in, always keep upskilling yourself. Yeah, 100%. But again, going back to Shul's comment though, always keep upskilling yourself. Talk to recruiters and ask them, what skill should I learn to upskill myself, right? That is incredibly important, because we can talk about upskilling all day long, but if the skills you're learning aren't really upskilling yourself, then you're losing out. What else? I'm trying to think of what else before I wrap it up today. Again, thank you all for hanging out with me today. I appreciate it. Fridays are just kind of quick and to the point. I'm trying to think of any other nuggets. Again, lean on recruiters. We can really help you even if we can't help you find a direct job. Look up talent marketplaces. That's another thing. Again, I had one episode about the difference between a talent marketplace and a recruiting company. I think talent marketplaces are really untapped. You know, some of the marketplaces, obviously Gun.io, G2I, my buddy Gabe, who runs that company, is awesome. I would say those two I'd recommend the most. There is TopTal. I've heard mixed reviews on TopTal. They're kind of like the 800-pound gorilla in the room at this point with the agency, with talent marketplaces. So look up talent marketplaces. I think they're another great tool and asset for you in your job search. Have patience, right? And just keep your head down, keep interviewing. It's going to take time right now, right? Like, most people aren't finding jobs in like 6 weeks, right? So start networking, do your thing. You'll be okay. Cool. All right, y'all. Well, that is it for me today. I appreciate it. Thank y'all for hanging out with me today. It means a lot. Again, we are all over the place today. We're on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, X, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Thank you all for hanging out with me today. If you need anything, shoot me a DM. My YouTube has all my lives. Me with the help of Jason, who's my project coordinator, we have completely redone my YouTube channel. It is a lot easier to navigate. It's a lot easier to watch past episodes. It's a lot easier to gain more practical information on your job search. So go check out my YouTube. Again, y'all have a great one. We'll see y'all next week for a ton of amazing episodes. And y'all have a good one. Peace. Hey, you did it. You listened to an entire episode, and I am very grateful, because you know why? There's a lot of podcasts out there. There's a lot of episodes, and I myself rarely finish an entire episode. So I appreciate you so, so much for listening. Quick reminder, please rate and review this podcast in the App Store. I want this to be discoverable to others, and the only way that happens is if you take the time right now and rate and review it. Please, like right now. Unless you're driving, then don't do it. So thank you again. If you need to reach out to me at TDestin on all social media handles, and I hope you have a fantastic day.